Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 15. Looking diligently, the word diligently means to use continual oversight. And it has in it the thought of direction. Looking diligently. Remember just a couple of verses earlier said, looking unto Jesus. That's what he's talking about here. Looking diligently. Then this next phrase, lest any man fail of God's grace. It didn't say fall. Fail. And a lot of people believe you can lose your salvation. You could fall from the grace of God. The Bible does not ever state that you could lose your salvation. You can get out of the will of God. There's no doubt about it. You can lose your fellowship with God, but you will never lose your relationship with God. You will always be a child of God. Once you've been saved, the old Baptist dogma, once saved, always saved. I believe that. However, you can fail of the grace of God. This isn't in my notes, but remember in 1 Corinthians, Paul is telling the church at Corinth, he's talking about, I have espoused you as chaste virgins. Remember that? But I have fear for you, lest you're beguiled. In other words, lest you fall. I have fear for you. Paul, why are you, what's your fear? Not that they're going to lose their salvation, but they've been espoused as chaste virgins. And he has fear for them that they're going to lose that position. Again, we talk about bridal identity. And just to throw this in here, that everyone who is saved is not going to be in the bride of Christ. Let that sink in. I know what 98% of people out there teach, okay, that he's some universal mystical body, you know, universal church, that everybody that's, I'm running rabbits here, but I'm going to catch this one, all right? There's only one kind of church, one kind. It's a local, visible assembly. No such thing as some universal invisible body. You know where that term come from? Come from the Catholics. The word Catholic means universal. And they have in there that we are the universal visible body of Christ. Well, the Protestant, and by the way, we're not a Protestant, but Martin Luther and the Protestants come along and they said, no, well, they may be the universal visible, we're the universal invisible. That's where that came from. You don't get it in the Bible, you got that out of the Bible, okay? The only invisible people I know or church members I know are people who don't come to church. That's a joke. But anyway, when he's talking about this, lest any man fail of the grace of God, let me read what I have here. It's not talking about apostasy or losing your salvation. It is speaking, the word fail means to lag or to come up short. It uses the same exact word in Romans 3:23 where it says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But here it's applied to believers, that we've come short of what God expected us, the potential, what we could have been, and we failed in that. In other words, we won't experience the fullness of the working of God's grace in our lives, not coming up to our full potential in Christ. We fail to obtain that which God has in store for us. He has great things in store, but we have failed. Why? Let's go a little farther. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you and thereby many be defiled. They failed because of a root. You know what a root of bitterness is? A bitter root produces bitter fruit. It means, this bitterness means extreme wickedness and poison. When I looked this up in the languages, that was said for the Greek, and I'm not going to try to pronounce it. It literally means extreme wicked and a poison. Unrestrained and uncontrolled bitterness not only affects the individual, it affects others and people in the church family. You don't want to be around somebody who's miserable, be around a bitter person. And it's like a cancer, it spreads. It'll jump on somebody else. I'm looking around the congregation, I'm careful how I say this. I don't like to be around bitter people and angry people all the time. And I'm going to say this and I'm going to move on. Over my years of being in the ministry, and it's becoming more and more. And even before, I was raised as a preacher's kid. And my dad, as long as I remember, was a preacher. And anyway, I grew up around a lot of preachers. But I noticed something about a lot of old, to use Dr. McAllister's word, they become cantankerous. I'm talking about men of God who they became bitter in their latter years. They've retired from church or whatever, and now they've been serving the Lord. And I saw this with my own eyes, and I could name some, and you would know them. I would visit with them before they die, and I would leave, whether it's a nursing home or their home. And I literally, when I walk out their door, I said, "Lord, when I get old, and I is there now, when I get old, please don't give me a heart of bitterness. Me keep that heart of compassion and of love." But what happened, these men, they, right or wrong or indifferent, the church forgot them. They give their life 30, 40 years. I know two college presidents, and I can name them. I was in their home and wanted a nursing home. I did their funerals. College presidents, started churches, wrote books, did their funeral. It wasn't 20 people here. Great man of God, and he was bitter. So we're not talking about law. We're talking about believers, men of God. Well, don't let it, any root of bitterness spring up, trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Your actions affect others. And then I got to finish here. I got to try. Lest there be any fornicator. The word fornicator is the word parnos. I wrote that one out. Okay. It means to sell. We get the word pornography from it. Okay. It means one who prostitutes his own body. Now we're going to pull it into the light here. Now we're talking about believers. Now we're not talking about literal prostitution. We're talking spiritually here. Okay. There's that fornicator, one who prostitutes his own body, and a profane person. When we think of profane, we think somebody, they speak, they're cussing. That profanity and all. That's not what this word means. It's somebody who is against God. They're ungodly. And they treat something sacred as common. And remember, we're talking about believers here. Not talking about lost people. He's writing to believers. They become a profane person. And then he gives us an example, and I'm going to close with this, as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For you know that how that afterwards, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. Like Esau, many believers today, and by the way, I did first write the word Christians. I crossed the word Christians out and I put believers because there's a difference between a believer and a Christian. A believer is one who accepted Christ as a Savior. A Christian is one who's Christ-like. Many more believers than Christians. Daddy used to say, "I don't know many Christians today. I know a lot of believers and a lot of saints." You want the play on words, but everybody's a Christian. No, not according to Scripture if you're a believer, but Christian is somebody who's Christ-like, a follower of Christ. But anyway, so I cross that word Christian. Many believers today sell a birthright of intimacy with God as cheaply as Esau sold his birthright. Remember how Esau, he sold his birthright for some pottage. And I was going to read, but time won't allow. I was going to read Genesis 25 and Genesis 27. I haven't marked them in the Bible, but time won't allow. But you remember the thing about the birthright. He came from the field. He was hungry. And there's Jacob. By the way, Jacob was a mama's boy. You know that. And Esau was a daddy's boy. Esau was out there hunting. He didn't get anything like me going deer hunting all the time. I don't kill nothing, you know. He comes in. There's Jacob, man, making that good stew. Man, I'm sure I'm hungry. Well, I tell you what, we'll make a deal. And actually, if you read that passage, he said they swore by it. I'll feed you, but you give me your birthright. Okay. He sold his birthright, which, by the way, it gave him double of what the other guy for cheap. That's what I'm talking about, cheap. We sell those spiritual riches that God has given us for the cheap things the world offers.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.